Howdy everybody out there, this is Big Beefin.
This is JP, and I am one third of that Big Beefin show.
This is Aaron Rollins.
What you doing, boy?
You stopped listening halfway through. I knew your podcast. It's a Yogi Bear reference, but that's not the fucking point, man. That's bullshit. That's not what I meant, damn it. Fuck, you never mind. Never fucking mind, John. You don't want to fucking walk your fat ass, then don't walk.
There you go. See? That easy.
Hey.
What you doing?
I was playing Halo.
And Halo Land.
Yep.
How's that going?
It's all right.
You've been playing that. Go ahead.
I don't like the challenges. Some of the challenges are easy to do. Some of them, you got to play Fiesta or Slayer, or you got to do very specific things. I don't like how specific it is. You got to do exactly this, and if you're not doing it in this match, that doesn't count. I don't like that.
What do you like? Huh? Well, have you been playing the campaign?
Yeah. You know I've been playing. We just talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, we played while we were on the campaign. We ain't talked about it outside.
What?
So you think Mom's ready for a big trip to San Diego?
Big old trip. No, man. She wants to freaking meet me up somewhere and get so I can get the damn dog from her. And that's going to be a nightmare for her. And it's probably going to pee all over this house. I'm going to have to leave it here by itself.
Oh, well. I guess we could offer to wash it here.
Yeah. You know, with all the kids running around, that would probably have been a good idea. You got rid of your dogs because of that, right?
No, we have dogs still. We didn't.
Well, it wouldn't have been a good environment for Mom's dog. He's got anxiety or something. I don't know.
Did you have a good Christmas, boy?
Yeah, man, I'm sorry.
Mom said she needs some binoculars.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work when you got only one good eye.
I figured they'd have something good on the boat that they could see out of. What's that, soap water or doo-doo water?
Soap water? What? It's food.
Oh, what is it?
It's dessert, boy. Big old fucking...
So, for those that can't see it, Aaron's got a fucking cookie sheet, and it's covered with this icing. And what's underneath that icing?
I'll show you. But you can't really see. Yeah.
It looks like some kind of cake or something. Some kind of chocolate cake with underneath some meringue. It's thick, and there's a bunch of it. You're going to eat the whole thing?
Not right now, man. It made me sick.
The entire confection?
When she busted that fucking plate over that kid's head.
Well, that's good that you got dessert. Is that all you got for Christmas food?
So Jamie made turkey and mashed potatoes and mac and cheese and some other shit, ham. I took a lot of that to work. The turkey didn't cook all the way through, so I didn't eat all of that, but I ate a good bit of it.
You ate raw turkey? Is it good? You over there enjoying your damn cake?
I guess you could call it a cake. It'd be like an ice cream cake.
An ice cream cake? We haven't had a bunch of cookies and pie left over down up here. And Sarah made this prime rib roast beef that was really good. I've been slicing meat off of that today. It's good. Dad came downstairs earlier to look at the kiddos, and he was like, "Hey, what you doing?" Like, tapping me on the shoulders. I was like, "Living my life, man. Shit."
Yeah, That's how I feel when Jamie will text me. It's like, oh, so what are you up to? She does that like six times a day. And I'm like, fuck, man. It's like you when you ask me all the details about what's going on in my life. It's like, so, well, I don't want to answer these mundane questions.
When we're recounting a story, I need details to make the story make fucking sense. You can't just say, you know, oh, yeah, I saw that guy and, you know, he's in jail now. I'm like, okay, well, when did you see him? What did he say? How did we get from you fucking saw him?
You don't need to know all that, man. I told you everything you need to know.
No. It's like when you were talking about you and Matt calling you, Matt Reed. Well, okay, so he called you. What the fuck did he say? Was he desperate? Was he just bullshitting?
Yeah, he's bored. He's always bored.
He's been bored his whole life. He's
trying to what?
He's been bored his whole life.
No wonder he can't think straight. His brain's been broken. He was pretty desperate to get out of that fucking contract that he's in for his truck because he's having to stay on the road all the time, and his kids are going through like a lot of stuff with the mom. She's, you know, been abusing drugs real bad. Excuse me.
He ain't.
As far as I mean, the only time he ever goes to Kearns, I think is to get meth. I mean, I don't know where he's getting it from, but that's the only reason I can think of for him to even go there. Why else would he go?
Is he like, is he talking real fast all the time?
No, but he comes like, he sends me pictures of shit that's in his phone. He talks about people following him and taking pictures of his truck. And that's why I started to fuck with him about the whole FBI thing. Yeah, the FBI's calling me, Matt. They want to know where you've been and if I've seen you.
What's wrong with that boy?
Yeah, well, I mean, meth makes you paranoid, man. I mean, you start thinking that there's cameras watching you and shit. And
yeah, anyway, who would want to watch Matt Reed? Might as well watch fucking paint dry.
That's exactly my point, Matt. It's like, that's exactly my point. Nobody wants to watch you. Nobody gives a fuck. Just go out and make your money and pay your fucking taxes like everybody else. But he's, you know, really itching to get out of this because he's having to spend so much and he's having to stay on the road just so that he can make ends meet because it's expensive. Where he's in an expensive contract right now. So, but his kids are going through all this stuff and he wants to be home more. And I'm like, bro, I've been giving you options. You can work over the road for like Walmart or something, and you can be home on the weekends or whatever the hell. And I don't know what it is. He just won't do it. I think it's because he doesn't want to give up the drugs and he doesn't want to get drug tested and have to pass a piss test. Which I think the type of license he has to pass a piss test anyway. So he was talking to me about the ways that he passes a piss test. He fucking gets this fake fucking penis that has like a reservoir in it. And you got to strap that bitch on. And that way, if they actually look at your dick, they can see the pee coming out of you.
Yeah. So our drug technicians, like, we've got to see it coming out of your penis. And if it don't flow right, like if it doesn't have the right amount of force, like if you just drop water from a little hole and you just let it go, it doesn't come out the same way as your muscles actually pushing fluid through. So we know. And not only that, it's really hard to get your pee body temperature, but even if you do got the reservoir up against your body, like it won't get as hot as it's supposed to be. People don't fucking realize that. We at least bust one guy a month. They could try to falsify a drug test. It's a criminal charge. You end up going to prison over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of time, if you just come in and tell us, oh yeah, I'm smoking dope. All right, well, don't do that again. Versus now you got a new fucking charge.
Yep. It's just like when your parents tell you, if you'll just tell me, I won't get you in trouble, but you can't let me catch you or you're gonna get in trouble.
Sometimes it's the thrill of getting away with it.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
I see a thrill up on a hill or whatever the fuck that saying was. What's he say? And Sling Blade, the fucking poet. You remember what I'm talking about?
No, he wasn't talking about that. It's like I go dot dot dot, you know, kind of off center.
I know that part. But he said something like, and I get a thrill. Like when, before Walter or whatever his fucking name is, before the guy loses his shit. What's his name?
You're fucking this all up. Dwight Yoakam.
I know that, but what's the character's name?
Doyle.
Doyle. Before Doyle Hargreaves loses his shit.
Doyle, I'm talking about my family.
They're all sitting there and just bullshitting around, trying to come up with
the long-term event. Yeah.
They were jamming. They were just having a jam session. And then afterwards, they were just sitting around the house. And Doyle was drunk off his ass. Then when he got fucking pissed off at that dude's poetry because it didn't make no fucking sense.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm about to lose my mind. Besides, Carl's already off balance. He's liable to bust a spring.
Well, and he was right, wasn't he?
No, he pushed him. He pushed him by being violent and making threats.
Yeah, but, you know, still. Carl's solution was, let me just drive a fucking sword through this motherfucker's head.
That'll
solve all these problems. That woman's already attracted to abusive guys. She's just going to find another one. So,
I think if you can't get the message that you need to pick different types of people to sleep around with, then I don't think you ever will. Like some crazy dude, this dude's got a head and a half.
She didn't care about that. She cared about the security. He had a nice job. He had a big truck. She's working at the fucking grocery store here and stacking fucking cans for a gay guy. And her kids having to haul laundry 5 miles down the road just to get it fucking cleaned every day.
You remember him carrying that bag?
Yeah. And they're like, they go all out for some fucking KFC. Like, that's the fucking bee's knees. Everybody's getting fucking KFC, big old fucking dinner.
He was pulling around bags of laundry as heavy as he is.
Yeah. So, you know, she probably was like, well, here's a guy that, you know, my kid can have a good shot at college, or maybe he can get a car and he can get a good job. You know, lots of opportunities there with Mr. Hargreaves.
No, hell no.
So, you know the line, I'm your Huckleberry and Huck Finn? Or not Huck Finn, Tombstone. You know, I'm your Huckleberry and Tombstone that Val Kilmer says?
Man, you better stop trying to do movie trivia, bro. You keep fucking it up.
Do you know what I'm fucking talking about, though? Damn it. I'm your Huckleberry. Val Kilmer, Tombstone. You remember that shit?
Man, what about it?
So, apparently, he fucked up, and it was supposed to be I'm your Hucklebearer. A Hucklebearer was another name for pallbearer.
Yep. And they're saying, I'm going to be your pallbearer. I'm going to be at your funeral after I kill you.
Yeah, because I never, what the fuck, is he Huckleberry Hound? I know that's a new thing. That wouldn't have been around back then. So
it was a Southern thing that, like, they used to screw the word up because they talked with a Southern twang and whatever.
Yeah. Well, anyways. So, yeah, Val Kilmer.
I thought it was pretty funny. I saw a picture of him all fat, smiling, and it said, hey, guys, remember when I was Batman?
Yeah, apparently he's got to have his voice box taken out or something. He's got some kind of throat cancer. It's made his face all inflamed and shit.
That's kind of screwed up. Yeah, I watched the show about these professional surgeons, and one of them got cancer, and he had to get work done. And he looked, like, when he came back from the surgery, he was almost unrecognizable. Like, the only thing that was the same about him was his hair. And he just told everybody, he's like, hey, let's not make this a big deal. This is how I look now.
Yeah. Well, the fucking movie reviewer, Roger Ebert, you know, he lost the bottom part of his mouth. So he was doing movie reviews just off of typing.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Those guys are old as fuck now, ain't they?
They're both dead. They've been dead for a while.
Ebert and Roper in the movies or whatever his name is.
Yeah, they're dead. They've been dead. All right.
I know Siskel was dead. I know he died a long time ago. But
I just told you Ebert's fucking face fell off, man. He's fucking dead.
That doesn't kill you. That just makes you have a less quality of life.
Yeah, he died in about 2012, so almost 10 years ago.
God dang, man.
Yeah. Sometimes I go back and I say, that was a good movie. I wonder what he thought about it. And sometimes he's like, he tells you why it's good, and then sometimes he's fucking wrong. Like, well. He didn't like the... He had a problem with the first Conan the Barbarian because it's good boy. You ain't going nowhere, are you?
Yep, I sure am.
Where you going?
I'm going to go fucking drop dirty bombs in the Middle East.
Oh, okay. How are you going to do that? Well, that shit's all over. What the fuck are you going to go over there now for?
I'm going to kill them all. Kill them all, boy.
You don't even have a gun.
No, I'm kidding, man. I'm probably going to go to the UK. There's a lot of people I work with that have been to England or they were stationed in England and they really liked it.
You're just going to drive, you're just going to fly out to England?
Probably for like a few days. I get vacation time, so.
Do you have the money for this trip? You know, it's like $1,000 trip.
No, but by the summertime, I will, yeah.
You're going to save up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, well, you've
never
go,
been
go.
Out of country before?
No. No, I haven't.
You're missing out. Oh, I want to go to Mexico, too.
Well, Mexico's fucking easy. You can drive down to Mexico.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, not just the border.
No, I mean, I'll travel overseas one of these days, but it's hard to do it with the kiddos. I'm not going to put them on a plane for 10 hours.
You're not going to do it until you're an old fucking man.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll be retiring in about 13, 14 years. I can do it then.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot. There's a bit that I'm supposed to do at the top of the show. We didn't do it. I got to do the bit.
Yeah, you want to read the lyrics or you want me to read the lyrics?
Can you read the lyrics? Can you read the Oh, you already picked your own song?
Well, that's if you, I mean, if you want.
What song? It's got to be a rap song from the 90s. Did you pick one?
Yeah. Oh, you said the 90s?
Yeah, it's got to be the 90s.
Yeah, stuff I didn't pick was like from you know what? I got one. Here, I'll read the lyrics. I'll put it up right now. Unless you've got one in mind. Or we can, you know what? Just do one verse for you and I'll do one verse.
What do you mean?
So you do your song, I'll do my song. It won't take 5 minutes.
All right. So I'm going to do the whole thing though. I'm not just going to do a part of it.
Oh, just do a part of it.
All right. This is Who Knew by Eminem.
What year?
What year did it come out?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because you said the 90s.
Yeah, let me see when it came out. It had to be 98. Let me see.
That's not the 90s. That's the 2000s. I got one from the 90s.
Hold on. Let me check then. Maybe Eminem did come out a little late.
He did. His first LP came out in 99. Well,
Overview. Okay. Oh, damn. You're right. 2000. Just missed it.
So let me remind you, and I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to read a piece of it.
This is rap songs from the 90s.
This is As the World Turns by Eminem, the Shady LP from 1999.
So one way or another, Eminem's getting on this fucking podcast. That shit was going to happen.
All right. I'm not reading this whole thing because it's way too fucking long. All right. Hypochondriac hanging out at the laundromat where all the raunchy fat white trashy blondes be at, dressed like a sailor standing by a pail of garbage. It's almost dark and I'm still trying to nail the trailer park, bitch. I met a slut and said, "What up, it's nice to meet you. I'd like to treat you to a bagel and a slice of pizza, but I'm broke as fuck and I don't get paid till the first of next month. But if you care to join me, I was about to roll this." Man, I need to start over. I can't stop laughing. All right. Let's go back. I'm going to collect myself here because it's just fucking so outrageous. Hypochondriac, hanging out at the laundromat where all the raunchy white, fat white trashy blondes be at. Dressed like a sailor standing by a pail of garbage. It's almost dark and I'm still trying to nail a trailer park, bitch. I met a slut and said, "What up, it's nice to meet you. I'd like to treat you to a bagel and a slice of pizza, but I'm broke as fuck and I don't get paid till the first of next month. But if you care to join me, I was about to roll this next blunt. But I ain't got no weed, no fillies, or no papers. Plus, I'm a rapist and a repeated prison escapist. So give me all your money and don't try nothing funny because you know your stinking ass is too fat to try to outrun me. I went to grab my gun and that's when her ass put it on me with an uppercut and hit me with a basket of laundry. I fell through the glass door, started causing a scene, then slid across the floor and flew right into a washing machine. I jumped up with a broken back. Thank God I was smoking crack all day and doped up off coke and smack. All I wanted to do was rape her and snatch her purse, but now I wanted to kill her. But so I got to catch her first. I ran through the alleys, the parking lots, and took a shortcut. Saw the house she ran up in and shut her fucking porch up. Kicked the door down to murder this divorce slut. Looked around the room. That's when I see the bedroom door shut. "I know you're in there, bitch. I got my gun cocked. You might as well come out now." She said, "Come in. It's unlocked." I walked in and all I smelled was Liz Claiborne and seen her spread across the bed naked watching gay porn. She said, come here, big boy. Let's get acquainted. I turned around to run, twisted my ankle and sprained it. She came at me full speed. Nothing could stop her. I shot her 5 times and every bullet bounced off her. I started to beg, no, please let go. But she swallowed my fucking leg whole like an egg roll.
The fuck? So we went from just a funny, we went from a tragic fucking event, like a crime scene. Now it's fucking science fiction. She's turned into a goddamn fucking serpent beast.
You're saying that she's so disgusting that she fucking bit his leg off because she's so fat and gross. With one leg left, now I'm hopping around crippled. I grabbed my pocket knife and sliced off her right nipple, just trying to buy me some time. Then I remember this maggot string. Dun, 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 dun. Go, gadget dick. Whip that shit out and ain't no doubt about it. It hit the ground and caused an earthquake and power outage. I shouted, now, bitch. Let's see who gets the best. Stuff that shit in crooked and fuck that fat slut to death. Aha.
That's the musical stylings of Eminem.
Yeah, it keeps going on, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not reading all that.
He's basically just a bad day at the goddamn local laundry mart, Matt.
Hypochondriac hanging out at the laundromat. It's hard to say all that if you're not used to it.
It's pretty rough, man. Pretty rough.
And then you hear him singing, man. It's like he has all these little sound effects included, ad libs and stuff, and it's pretty fucking funny.
I don't know if I've heard that song.
So it's from the Slim Shady LP. It's one of his very first ones. It's the second studio album. Yeah, it's the very second. I don't remember what the first one is. It's got Guilty Conscience on it? I think it does. Hang on, I'm trying to see what songs are on it. Yeah, Guilty Conscience is on it. Yep. He got sued. On September of 99, Eminem's mother, Deborah Nelson, filed a $10 million lawsuit against him for slander based on his claim that she uses drugs. And I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. Yeah.
That's why one of his lyrics says, you know, what do you want from me, $10 million?
Get the fuck out of here. After a 2-year-long trial, she was awarded $25,000, of which she received $1,600 after legal fees.
Man, I can remember seeing the Guilty Conscience music video over at Grandma's house, like way back in the day, and didn't think anything of it. You know, just thought, oh, that's kind of fucked up. But then as Eminem is the next thing dropped, and that was fucking huge.
Yeah. So this was his second one. This one had My Name Is, Guilty Conscience, Brain Damage, Role Model, Rock Bottom. Still Don't Give a Fuck, Bad Meets Evil, As the World Turns. Those are his big ones. You probably don't know the other ones, but the lyrics are pretty much the same in all of them. I mean, he doesn't rap about the same shit, but he's, you know, talking about murdering and raping and killing and stealing shit.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's why they're rap songs from the 90s.
Yeah. But this is the late 90s, so if you find something sooner than that, you might like... who would be the NWA or Eazy-E or some early Warren G songs, stuff like
that. I thought about getting one of those guys, but maybe next week we'll do one of those for season 4 of Big Beefin'.
Damn, has it been that many seasons?
Yeah, 4 years, boy.
Yeah. So Warren G is 50 fucking 1 years old, man. He's 51. Warren G was his singer name, but he was also a DJ, and he helped the West Coast rappers of the 90s become famous. So, yeah, he'd be a good one to pick. It's hard to read some of this shit. It really is.
Well, it's like that Menace to Society movie. He says, the most dangerous thing in America, young, black, and just don't give a fuck.
Don't not giving a fuck. Anyway. Yeah, so we got a lot of people leaving where I work over the next 3 months. A lot. And they're trying to hire new nurses in to try to stem the flow of people leaving. But it's not enough. And we were nurses. I'm not a nurse, so this doesn't affect me. But the nurses I work with were complaining about not getting retention pay, which is just more money because other people are getting it. And one of the nurse directors was like, well, you don't meet like 5 points of criteria, but you meet like 3, and you need more than 3 in order to qualify. So everybody's complaining about not getting paid enough. Our turnover rate is actually going up. So they're like, I don't know if we're ever going to qualify because our turnover rate has to drop to a certain amount. And if we don't get it, then they're not going to get that extra money. I don't care anyway, because they're not going to give me. They didn't even give me the hazard pay for being around COVID patients, which, damn. You know, I was literally testing COVID patients and working on COVID patients. And I didn't get any extra money for that when everybody else did.
Why didn't you?
I came too late in the game. They stopped doing it at like April and I showed up in February. So they didn't even bother starting it because they were going to cancel it in like 3 months or 2 months or whatever.
Damn, son.
Yeah, that would have been a nice little bonus on my check, but it wouldn't have been that much money because they had already made the decision to stop doing that. And,
Where are people going?
There's another guy. Well, some of them are going to different departments. Some of them are going to different hospitals. But there's another guy I know, Juan. Juan didn't get the money at all, and he was there for like the first 6 months of the COVID outbreak at our place. And he didn't get any of that money. So the entire time the hospital dealt with COVID, he never got the bonus. And he should have at least gotten a year. Anyway, so we got one nurse that's going to PACU. And I don't know what PACU is. We got another one that's going to the ICU. And that's the intensive care unit. We got another one that's leaving and going to like Fort Worth. We got another one that's going to go to like surgery. We got another one that left and she's only part-time, but she like works one day a month. We got another one that is trying to get out and go work in the cath lab. And then I mean we got like at least 2 more that are quitting. I don't know where they're going. But we got these old bitches, Juan calls them the golden girls, that are like at the top tier of their pay grade. So they're making easily $90,000, if not $100,000. Because they're maxed out, they're not retiring. They're not getting out anytime soon, and I'm sick of working with them. They're in their 60s. They don't want to do shit.
The PACU is post anesthesia.
Oh, so that's where Donnie's going. He's probably going to make some good money. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know the motherfuckers. I mean, they're going to retire eventually, though, right?
I don't know. I mean, Scott works hard, so I'm not going to dog him. Scott works pretty fucking hard, but he's, I think he's 70. If he's not close to 70, and he's still getting it in. Yeah. He said he got some stents put in his heart and he feels like a new man. Fucking heart surgery.
You see that picture of John sitting by the fire?
Yeah. He looked tired and pissed.
He said that, you know, the fire is like the best part of the holidays for him. He likes just looking at, you know, there's something about John and fire that we haven't quite delved into yet. He, when he first started, like when he was getting ready to blow up on TikTok right before he got the viral video, you know, one of his videos, like that's when, you know, bam, 10,000 followers just like that. And then he's like struggled month to month to get the extra 3,000. But one of the ideas he had at the beginning was he was going to take a shit ton of matches and do some kind of fucking fireball prank or some bullshit. Or see how many matches he could buy before they said something. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
Why is he wanting to do dangerous
and,
shit?
Like, he was saying that he would pull pranks on his neighbors by just setting a fire in his yard and then looking at them. Like, why is everything setting around fire? And then like when he talks about the holidays, he's like, yeah, man, I just want to hear the sizzling of the fire. I just want to hear that wood popping and sizzling.
And I'm thinking, I think it's convenient and easy. Like he doesn't have to spend a lot of money to do it, and it doesn't take a lot of get it going.
I kind of understand the primordial thing about fires, though. I mean, you know, humans have grown up around them, and we even had them as kids back before, you know, back in the day when you could just burn all your fucking leaves and you didn't have to do something with them, you know, like because mom had all them damn trees. Dude, she'd get like 7 or 8 fucking burn piles going, big fucking piles of leaves.
And she'd be pissed whenever the city would be like, okay, burn ban in effect. What am I going to do with all this?
Yeah, what do you do with all that? I don't know what you do with leaf disposal.
You just put it in a bag and haul it off to the side of the street and hope somebody picks it up.
Just throw it out in the lake and drive on back.
I don't miss doing that shit because mom had a big ass yard. We'd be out there raking for hours.
It's like whenever we had our, I guess we never fucking talked about this, but the statute of limitations is done past. Whenever we got rid of our furniture, we just drove down the road and fucking threw it off at somebody's property out there.
I don't remember that.
Do you, you never knew what happened to any of our property?
Maybe I remember going out there one time, but it was late at night. And
yeah, we didn't, that's when I did it under cover of darkness. Instead of taking it to a dumpster or taking it down to the dump, I'd just drive out to the country somewhere, place where I knew how to get back from. I'd go out there pretty far, just push that shit off the back of the truck and then drive back home. Did a bunch of it.
I didn't realize it was that much.
There's probably still, I could probably drive to some of my spots and find some shit that I threw out decades ago.
I don't know about that.
Don't nobody ever go down there?
No, yeah, but it's, you know, wind and weather and some homeless man or meth head carried it off.
Aaron. I'm not talking about down the fucking road. I'd be going out there, like driving a little bit.
So I drove out to where Derek DeVetta lives, and it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, it took 30 minutes to get there from Corsicana. So I understand what you're saying, but there's so much like discarded and abandoned shit out there. I'm telling you, somebody is going to go picking through that.
Well, you know, it's funny because you'd see signs up, no dumping. But fucking, well, I'm dumping, damn it.
Yeah, I'm just, whoop.
It's a fucking crime nowadays, though. Like, hell, that fucking gets your ass if you do it enough. Like, people ain't fucking around with that shit no more.
Well, yeah, it's getting out of control. Too many people are doing it, and you're attracting all these drug addicts.
I was up here one year, man, and I was dumping some shit at one. I go to the dump now. Like, for the last, since I've lived in this house, I've always went to the dump. But before that, I would just go to the apartment dumpsters and just throw shit in there because it's fuck it. You know, it's right down the road. Hey, that apartment. Ain't nobody there, just fucking up in that apartment dumpster. But one time I was fucking doing it, and the fucking maintenance guy came out and said, "Hey, what you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, just throwing this away." He's like, "You live here?" "No." He's like, "What the fuck are you throwing in that dumpster?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's just an old vacuum cleaner and some, you know, some old boxes and some random pieces of trash." He's like, "And you don't live here?" "No." "Did somebody tell you you could come use this?" "No." "You can't use this, man." And I was like, "Oh, well, my bad." He's like, "I got to go in there and get that shit out. We can't just get that hauled off." And I was like, "Oh, well, I didn't know the inconvenience you. My bad. I just saw a dumpster. I figured I'd throw it in the dumpster." He's like, "No, you can't use it. Y'all tired of y'all doing this shit." And I was like, "Okay, I'll just go somewhere else." Got my drug and left. Went down the road into another fucking apartment, dumped it in their dumpster.
Well, shit, man. It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's in Arlington. That's all I did was go to apartments, dump shit. Like when our house flooded, I had to tear up all that flooring. I was off work because I was dealing with repairs. I went to a dumpster. It was fucking empty. All that flooring went in somebody's apartment dumpster at the bottom.
It's just trash, man. Nobody gives a fuck here.
now I go to the dump to get rid, because it's easy. The dump's right down the road from where I live at. I mean, I say down the road. It's about 4 or 5 miles, but go in there, push it off the back of the truck, throw it in the dumpster, and drive off. But yeah, back in the day, man. Anytime we get furniture, we'd be taking a little ride.
Whee!
Yep, push it off the back and go.
Yeah, you run around certain parts of Waco, you'll see furniture everywhere, especially around the college. Those kids will just throw all – it's incredible the kind of things they throw out from those student apartment
programs. Well, that's why all of my furniture until I met Sarah was college student shit.
Recycled, yeah.
I'd go dumpster diving. I'd find that I'd see a couch just thrown in the dumpster, and I'd be like, "Oh, that's a good couch. Let me pull that out."
I remember, you know, I was like 17. I didn't really know much about college life. And I can show up at your place and you've got a couch in there. And it's like, hey, you probably don't want to sleep on that. Some college kids had it and they probably did all kinds of nasty shit on it. And I was like, oh, man, that's where I'm going to be sleeping. It's some college kid's discarded sex couch.
We got you a bed set up at that one apartment.
The one in the closet? Yeah. I tell people about that, and they just kind of like shake their heads. Like,
the problem we had was the mattress was too big, so we had to lay it on the floor. We should have gotten just this normal twin size bed frame, and then you could have a real bed in there.
In the closet, underneath the stairs. I lived like Harry Potter before Harry Potter was famous.
Yeah, boy.
No, it was about the same time. I think that's where you got the idea. It's like, you don't want you living in this closet underneath the stairs.
We had space, and there was space. There was nobody using that fucking closet down there. I was like, well, shit, he can just put a bed in there, sleep in that closet, have his own privacy. Running the switching cord.
The door wouldn't shut. The mattress was too long. You couldn't shut the door.
Yeah, well, that's what we fucked up. We should have gotten a smaller mattress. You'd been all right. I mean,
even if you did, you would have had to get like a blow-up mattress that fits to the contours of the room, because there's no mattress out there that would have fit in there. The dimensions of it didn't work.
We should have gotten an air mattress then. Well, the place was a little fucking crowded. John and Daniel were sharing upstairs in their bedroom. Michael was down on the fucking couch. My dad was on the other couch. Where the fuck are you supposed to go?
Michael, shut up.
I wonder what the hell Michael and my dad talked about while they were there. What the fuck did them fuckers talk about?
He's my dad too, goddammit.
What do you think they were talking about?
Drugs.
But see, Michael, and we're talking about Michael Pimentel, we had a computer set up underneath the stairs too. And he'd be playing that fucking computer up underneath the stairs. So, like, your part was underneath one half of the staircase. His part was underneath the other half.
No, I didn't know. I wasn't aware.
Yeah. And then John and Daniel had to work night shifts, so John and his girl could have the bedroom at night, and then Daniel sleeping there during the day.
Wait, was that why Daniel changed his shift?
No, I mean, it just worked out that way, but it was convenient, so that way they could, you know, alternate sharing the bed instead of both sleeping together. It was a little awkward when they had to sleep together.
I couldn't stand it when Tina was around. All she did was yell and bitch.
Yeah, that chick was a bitch, man. She was nasty, too.
Yeah.
Had a boil on her back. Ugh. They lanced it. She smoked a lot, man. And they're smoking. She'd be smoking upstairs. You're not supposed to smoke in them apartments, but she'd have the window open. But then I'd have the window open on my side with a fan in it. And her smoke would blow right through my fucking fan. Like, this is inefficient, man. Then fucking John shit his fucking underpants one day and left them underneath the goddamn sink. Shit, man.
I remember that one lady from Panama who I worked with drove me home, and I was like, yeah, come inside, meet my brother, meet my friends. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. I wasn't trying to like mack on her or nothing. She was way older than me. So I was like, I just wanted somebody from work to be a friend to and to be interested in my life, you know? So I brought her in the house. As soon as she saw the fucking kitchen area, she's like, oh, I think I'm going to leave. The dishes were stacked up over the fucking faucet. Fucking left out food. And it was like, we don't give a fuck around here.
Yeah. That's when Dad came on board. He started cleaning up.
Oh, shit.
Because he wasn't paying nothing. So he was just, you know.
Let that bastard live there and he didn't even pay.
That's a fucking familiar tune. I think we're playing that song on repeat right now. But that was part of the deals. He did the cleaning. He cleaned the, you know, did all the dishes and shit.
You keep on getting yourself in these deals with people that don't actually benefit you. Has it really been beneficial having him in the house?
I mean, no, this is just to help him. That's all. I mean, there's been times where he's helped out watch the kids. It's been useful. So that's nice. But yeah, man, we got We had that fucking apartment, man. That was crazy. But full cable. We had all the cable. All the cable you want. You know? Back in those days. Got your little Iron Man clock there? Your little record?
Yeah, it was somebody cut it in the shape of, obviously, yeah. Iron Man.
I got a Batman. I got a Batman version of that at my office at work. This chick bought it for me, and then she got breast cancer and died.
Nobody cares about Batman.
Well, I'm fucking got it, don't I? And I think people do care about it. It's got a new movie coming out. Iron Man got any new movies coming out? Nope. Oh, that Spider-Man movie's doing pretty good, boy. They said it made over $1 billion. First Spider-Man movie to make $1 billion.
$1 billion?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking money.
$1 billion, and it's during the pandemic, in the height of Omicron. Omicron.
How'd you say it that way?
It's a Transformer. Omicron.
God damn it.
It's here to take over. Autobots, roll out.
You need more of your action. God damn it.
You get your new TV, boy?
I broke this motherfucking thing.
What TV did you get?
Shit. What are you talking about?
You got a TV box over there in the corner.
Oh, Jamie brought that up. She brought up a lot of shit, actually.
Fuck. So she moving in with you?
She's trying.
Where's she going to be working at?
And she doesn't know. She's trying to find a job.
Well, people are hiring like crazy right now. She should find something.
Yeah, she's not finding anything. She's trying.
What's she applying for?
All kinds of shit. Just no criminal.
She should find something where she can work remotely.
She tried that. It didn't work.
Why not?
Ask her that. I wasn't listening when she told me.
Well, what do you do, damn it?
I go to work and I get paid, man. That's what I fucking do.
Y'all still bickering all the time?
No, she gets mad at me when I don't listen to her, but that's about it.
Is that going to be the next 50 years of your life?
No, man, I told you already.
No, you didn't. You lied.
What did I lie about?
There ain't no way that this thing's over. Daniel even said he didn't want to hear about it no more because it's still going on.
Yeah. And when the time is right, it won't be going on no more.
No. I wonder why John didn't join on.
Oh, he's fucking doing stuff. I bet you he's laying goddamn floor for his father-in-law.
Oh, yeah. That's their project this weekend. It's fucking redoing their floors again. They just redid the floors. Now they got to do floors again.
Well, what's funny is when he said that... his wife told him, honey, you're not going to like this. But
but who wants to redo the goddamn floors again? Like, I only redo the floors if something's fucking wrong. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to change the look.
He spent a lot of money on it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't like the look of flooring that's just tile. I mean, just a slab. I don't like the way slabs look.
Oh.
Like, some people just have slab in their house. I don't like the way they look. It's all fucking ugly concrete. It doesn't look good to me. Even if you polish it, it still looks like shit. I mean, I get the appeal. It's easy to clean. You know, you just run a fucking robot over it. It cleans the shit. You got any thoughts on flooring?
Not really.
What's that little doohickey you got there? A stress reliever?
No, it's a grip strength. Every once in a while, I got to grab those O2 tanks with one hand and move them around. And you got to be fucking, you got to have some grip strength to grab those bastards. I cleaned up the nasty ass bathroom. Hang on, I'll show you.
They finally fixed your doo doo water?
Yeah, they fixed it.
Dookie water.
Don't go nowhere. Shit. Yeah, man, it pisses me off when Logan says that, but I can't say nothing. He's not my kid. But come on, man.
It's when retarded. He says dookie water?
Yeah, it's stupid. Dookie water. Dookie water. He just said it. He knows it's dumb.
Like, you didn't say dumb shit when you were his age.
Not Dookie. I didn't say Dookie water.
You said dumber shit.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion, man.
No, it's fucking true. There's recording of it somewhere. I wish I could find that shit.
Yeah, you're going to love this.
What am I looking at? A turd in your bathtub? What is that?
Oh, it was worse.
Is that doo-doo?
Well, it's just a whole bunch of shit.
So, to try to describe it, Aaron showed me a picture of his tub, but it looks like that fucking frosting on his cake he just showed me that had little chocolate speckled all throughout it. It's the exact same.
So, what happened is before I tried cleaning all this stuff up, it was, so where all you see the white, it used to be brown and black. And that's because the water came up with all that, you know, poop material and human waste. And it dried on the floor. I had to spray like bleach and cleaning material and all kinds of other shit to break it up. And there's so much of it left that it clogged the fucking drain. I got to get out of here. It's going to make me sick.
So what'd your landlord say about all that?
Ugh. They said they're going to pay for it. So they fixed everything, but I got to clean this shit up. So, clean it up. You clean it up. I ain't that clean.
That Tim and Eric bit. I ain't no clean.
The urinal shower from Cinco.
Yeah, that one was good. And the tube, the mouth tube, where they take out your fucking teeth and they stick a tube in your mouth and they feed you through it. It's like, I'm tired of chewing. I'm tired of biting and biting my lip. I'm like, just get the Cinco mouth feeder. And like the guy like opens his mouth and goes, and like the food. They have to bring out this very complicated thing to chew up the food for you, but you can't fucking chew it. And it just hoses this shit down your mouth. That's just ridiculous. I wish they would have done more shit like that on Tim and Eric. I don't know why they stopped doing the Cinco shit. Like, all their stuff was, the show ended with the Cinco plot line that the guys behind the company were like evil twin brothers or some shit like that, and were out to get people and steal them of their money. But the Cinco products are probably the best part about the show.
Yeah, the urinal shower is pretty fucking funny. You know, they're doing a commercial and fucking somebody that's a janitor thinks that he's actually a janitor. What are you doing in here, nude? You clean it up. I already clean up. You need to clean it up.
Yep. Just
turn the water off and clean it up.
They had a new show come on HBO Max, Tim and Eric Bedtime Stories. It was okay.
Well, some of that stuff got like very suggestive and inappropriate, and I was like, I don't want to watch this.
No, they crossed the line with like little, like, you know, little kids and shit like that. It's kind of fucked up. But their movie, though, was they bought a mall and they were going to try to bring this mall back, and it's like this ghetto ass fucking mall, and a cult had opened up inside the mall, and this actor, I can't remember his name, he's a character actor, he's been in a ton of shit, but he's like the preacher of this cult. And he's like, yes, my plan will come to fruition. And his plan was to put somebody in a fucking bathtub naked and pour shit all over him and cover him in a big old pile of shit. These guys are like dumping in just bags of shit. And they're just drowning Tim or Eric or whichever one it is. He's just like, what? And he's like, yes, the shit will rise. And like, it's just fucking crazy. Tim and Eric, man, some stupid shit. You want to watch some dumb shit?
Yeah, that's how Aqua Teen Hunger Force got. You know, they kept running out of ideas, and they kept trying to find ways to make it still work. And after a while, it's like, this isn't really that funny.
Well, and a lot of times, Aqua Teen will have some dead air, and they'll just stare at each other for a little bit. And they'll come back. And they'll come back. And then they'll say, what are you looking at? Or something, or something will blow up or something. Yeah, that one's crazy. What other crazy ones? What's the one where they're God, there was one where they're just yelling at each other all the time. The regular show or something like that, where they just like fucking
watch it.
Yeah, the Cartoon Network's got some crazy shit on their show from time to time.
Yeah, they do.
There was one of them. It was like a police parody, and it had a Jeffrey Goldblum in it, and he was like, next time on NYCD PDFIXBG, like just fucking
a bunch
of fucking abbreviations for some kind of organization. Like, goddamn, man.
It's like 10 letters for that acronym. It was nuts.
There's two more shows that are like that. There's The Whitest Kids You Know. I don't know what channel that one's on anymore. And there's one on Netflix called I Think You Should Leave. And that one's fucking stupid, too.
Yeah. There was, God damn it, I can't think of the show now. There's Super Jail. Super Jail was an ultra-violent cartoon. So it starts off with this insane plot, and the superintendent for this enormous jail is trying to come up with these new ideas to make things interesting all the time. And every time he comes up with a new plan, just all these fucking prisoners get murdered in the most gruesome ways. Like, they somehow turned the freezer on and everything became frozen and it became an Arctic wasteland. And you got these fucking Yeti monsters that come out of nowhere and they're like shooting spikes out of their hands, just murdering prisoners by the thousand.
What I liked about Aqua Teen Hunger Force is at the beginning that mad scientist, and he'd be like, gentlemen, behold, an egg.
Corn! And he's got like the stack of corn ears. And Steve is just looking at it, like, oh, hey, lunch, huh? And then they all fucking shoot at him like they're gun bullets. That'll teach you to eat my sandwich, won't it?
Yeah, he had one where he's like, look, I've lost weight. And he cut his fucking leg off with a chainsaw. Like, who was sitting in the drawing room thinking of that crap? And then the guy, the animator's got to draw it, and he's just like shaking his head like, what the fuck, man?
All right, this is what he wants. The one I think was one of my favorites is where he's looking at Steve, but and it's just Steve in the frame. So it's just Steve with his orange hair, and he's just standing there. And you hear Dr. Weird. You hear Dr. Weird's voice off in the distance. Steve, slowly and carefully, agitate the hell out of this snake. And he's got a snake wrapped around his head. Steve goes, oh, hell no. And it cuts.
We are the Aqua Teen. There was one where the giant fucking rabbit gets loose or some shit like that and is like jumping around.
That's the first episode.
Damn, man. It's been a while since I watched it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that they're... do you see they're making a new Scream movie, or they've already made it? It's going to be out soon?
Yeah, I saw.
How many Scream movies has there been? Four? Five?
No, there hasn't been that many.
I know there's at least been three.
I think there was a fourth one, and then they did all those parodies, you know,
those
like
scary movies. Yeah, I'm not worried about them. Those fucking dumbass movies. There was that one where James Wood plays the priest, and he's like going to... Yeah, he's going to do an exorcist, but instead he's taking a big old shit, and he's like sweating and shit, and he's like, release this demon! And he's like just trying to shit. I saw that movie in the theater with Jonathan. Me and Jonathan Reed went to go watch it. It was the first. I remember that was one of the first comedies I went to go see. And the second comedy I went to go see was Animal, that fucking Rob Schneider movie where he turns into a fucking animal.
He gets all these parts implanted in him through surgery. Yeah.
That was fucking dumb. I don't know why the fuck I wanted to go see that movie.
Well, some of it was funny because of the stupid shit that he had to do. But so his early stuff was like hit or miss on comedy wise. And then
Rob Schneider, he had Animal, he had Hot Chick, and Euro. What was the one where he was a
Deuce Bigelow,
male gigolo.
Yeah, those are his more successful movies. Outside of that, he's always been a successful extra for Adam Sandler.
It's been a long time since I've watched any of those movies. I wonder if I'd like them.
Everybody still likes Big Daddy, which is what I was talking about a second ago. Everybody still likes something else he was in. Was it
Yeah, but does anybody sit there and talk about Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo? Does anybody ever fucking bring that shit up? Oh, you know what? There was one good part about that movie. When he's dating and he finds that really tall woman and that dude's voice comes on the background, that's a huge bitch. Like, and that was a good little sound to play over and over again.
We would rewind that until it just said bitch over and over and over. Bitch.
When I was playing Friday the 13th online, you know, the chat room is just an open chat. and somebody would say, you know, oh yeah, she's running, I'd be like, that's a huge bitch. Like I would play that audio sound on there, that audio sound. Yeah, that was a, but that's all you get from those movies. That's a huge bitch. That's it. And it's in every one of his movies.
It was pretty funny when he was talking to that cute girl at the pet shop or whatever it was. And he kept trying to get her to dip her nipples into the tank so that he could see them on her shirt.
God, man, I forgot all about that.
I want the snails from the colder tank.
Maybe I won't watch that movie now. I don't know. Maybe I'm good.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. But, I mean, it was kind of funny when that one girl he was trying to mac on had that fucking dog, and it was breaking through the door.
Yeah, Deuce Bigelow, and then there was Deuce Bigelow European Gigolo or something like that.
Yeah, that one wasn't as funny. But in the first one, he was meeting with like fucking Chris Griffith or whatever his name is, and Eddie Griffith, and they were in the fucking hot tub eating. Look, the food was falling into the hot tub.
Yeah, one night, me and Jake were going to go watch Eddie Griffith. He was in town in Arlington. Then we got to think of two white guys going to Eddie Griffith's comedy show together. Isn't that going to be good, seeing us out in the audience?
They'll definitely pick on you. You know, they do that sometimes. But
yeah, well, no,
it's never really that bad.
No, most big shows like that, they'll have opening acts. And those opening acts work the crowd. They'll point out and say, you, sir, what do you do for a living? Or what do we have here? Or like, oh, no, it's like on that Nutty Professor. Where, like, he's going around the room, and, like, Eddie Murphy's character, the professor's like, oh, shit, he's going to get me next. And sure enough, he does.
Yeah. But that was staged, you know. It's not always like that.
Every fucking comedy show I've been to has been like that. They work the crowd.
Right.
Working the crowd, boy.
Has it been an hour?
Yeah, why? Are you ready to go? Are you about to play Halo or something?
No, I'm going to put on a show and go to sleep. I need to be up in the morning. I got shit to do.
Oh, you were too tired today because we stayed up all night playing Halo last night?
I didn't stay up all night playing Halo last night. I stayed up watching another episode of The Expanse.
Yeah, I've only seen the first one. We did finish The Witcher today, though.
Oh, right. Okay, so I don't remember much of what happens.
Well, this takes place before the games.
I know. He establishes his reputation as the Butcher of Blaviken and all that. And I don't really know much about, like, I know he met up with his mentor from the fucking Witcher College, whatever his name was.
Vesemir.
And then he met the bard, the young attractive man that is always getting into shit.
Jeskier. Or Dandelion in the games.
And then Yennefer. He met Yennefer. I don't like who they picked for Yennefer. I don't
that bitch is ugly, man. All the women are ugly. The Elf Queen, she's okay. But the Elf Queen is supposed to be the most beautiful person in the world. So they picked an okay actress. All them other bitches are ugly.
Well, you know, they went with, you know, when they brought Yennefer to life in the game, I don't know what made them choose the look that they went with, but it was a good look. She was a dark haired, really, really pale skin, a nice, nice big waist, but she didn't have much up top. This girl is the opposite. She's dark skinned, she's big up top, nothing down below, and it's doesn't even look like anything close to what I thought Yennefer was going to look like. And I understand you're trying to be diverse and hire, you know, more backgrounds, but I think with some things you need to stick to what other people have seen before, right? Like you can do a new Batman. But it's Bruce Wayne. You can't change up, you know, what Bruce Wayne looks like. You can put a new person as Batman. He gives off the Batman costume to someone else, or he's dead or whatever. But you can't change what Bruce Wayne is.
It's one of the problems Sand and Chill shows have, because that shit, you know, back in those days. So I mean, Sword and Shield, not Sand and Chill, Sword and Shield, but medieval times and that genre and high fantasy. I mean, it's talking about Europe. And that means mostly white folks from Europe. There's not a lot of sword sorcery shit from the desert or, you know, down in the jungle. I mean, Conan a little bit, but, you know, no, it's no, just,
The fucking djinns and genies that all came
from Arabian Nights and all that medieval. Yeah, but that's like that genre. That's just bringing that over to the knights, the chivalry stuff. It just doesn't always work too well. But they're doing it, man. Like Wheel of Time and this show. I mean, it's like you said. There's just black people living in the castles and shit. It's like no big deal.
Yeah, and I'm okay if you're trying to like diversify. But, you know, these characters, I imagine them as being a very attractive people, and I just don't find these people attractive.
No, and you can have, I mean, there's nice looking black. I mean, two of the witches are black chicks, and they're nice looking. But the fucking the Yennefer girl, no. And Triss, no. Like, compared to what they were in the game. But the elf is okay, and the other two witches, they're nice. And like, they're black ladies, they're okay, but.
Whatever her name was, the little girl that he's supposed to be taking care of, I was like, I did not picture her looking like that at all. Where do y'all get these actresses from?
Man? Yeah, I think Ciri's actually okay. Her nose is a little fat, but otherwise that actually works.
She's weird. She's weird looking
to me. All right, boy, it's been an hour. Gotta go. Been an hour.